Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
Okay, frost heaves and potholes, I know about those. What are frost cracks?
Frost cracks. In some ways, not totally different, but it's I've been thinking about them more lately because we've had all this kind of yo-yo style weather, temperature weather, mm-hmm. where we're up to 40 or I guess probably some places even more actual temperature, and you know, during the day, and then by 10 o'clock at night it's down to zero and it's below zero by morning, and so these just radical swings. It's those kinds of situations, doesn't have to be just at this time of year, but it's those kinds of big wild temperature swings that are kind of at the heart of what causes frost cracks in trees. And have you noticed these ever?
Oh, I didn't know that's what they were.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, the
vertical cracks. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of could remind a person of, you know, kind of a mild lightning strike.
Well, that's sort of what I thought it was.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that we definitely do get those. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes a true good direct hit of lightning will actually blow out a chunk. It won't just make a crack in the tree. So frost cracks are, as I said, associated with these temperature changes, dramatic temperature changes, and they can happen really any time of the winter, but it seems to me that they're more associated with times when we have a sunny day and then we have a clear night. So if you think about the trees that have some exposure to the south, southwest, maybe even southeast if they're really, you know, kind of up higher, where they get a lot of direct sunlight during the course of the day. And of course, at this time of year, we really know how strong the sun has become. If you stand outside, even on those cold mornings, and greet the sunrise, it's like now you can feel its intensity. And midday, it can be uncomfortable. You can actually be overdressed at this point. Well, trees that have that same exposure, either because they're adjacent to some kind of an opening, or maybe they're just in a mostly deciduous forest where there is very little actual shade produced by anything in the winter. The side of the tree that's getting baked by the sun is warming up significantly and could be 18 or 20 degrees warmer than the outside air. So when it's warmed like that, the cells of the bark and of the wood just underneath the bark, depending upon how far that heat is penetrating, how long that exposure is, are expanding because they're warming up. They can't avoid it. It's happening. So they are expanding, not that we could see it, but they are. And then when the sun goes down and we get that suddenly plummeting temperature, the outsidemost part of what was baked in the sun, exposed to the sun, has to contract because it's cooling down radically. But underneath isn't contracting as quickly because it's that much further away from the cold air. And so the bark, especially, will have to split apart because it's contracting over a solid that isn't changing as fast as it is contracting. And so it pulls apart and cracks. And of course it cracks along the grain because it usually involves some of the wood that's just underneath. So it cracks in that vertical orientation. You might imagine that it's most common on trees that have a thinner bark because the wood underneath it isn't so insulated from that sun during the course of the day. And it doesn't have fissures that can do some releasing without creating a major kind of fault line in the bark and in the wood underneath. So younger trees or tree species that have thinner bark, around here, frost cracks are very common in maple, but those cracks tend to develop when they're young trees and have thinner bark because the really old trees have the real fissured, thicker bark that makes the cracks less obvious eventually, maybe, but also makes them less vulnerable to frost cracking. aspens. And there again, I don't, maybe it's partly perception, just more difficult to see. But I think it's more just that they're more vulnerable when they're younger trees and their bark is still relatively smooth. You know, bark is always being transformed over time because it has to allow for the growth of the tree. So it's has little cracks or it's has flaky quality or that's or peeling in the case of birch. That's always going on. It's meant to, you know, adjust to those things. But these sudden and dramatic changes are what create those vertical frost cracks. And once they're there, the cracks tend to reform. It happens, tends to happen more than just one time. And so oftentimes you'll see quite a bit of callus develop along the edge over the span of many years that the tree might live after that. Balsam fir, I've seen definite good examples of it on balsam fir, although that conifers, especially smaller conifers, even though they may have thin bark, they often have low branches that protect them from that really being baked in the sun because of the needles that they are carrying all winter. But if they're exposed because the branches were trimmed back either by someone or just by some natural phenomena, or they're out at the edge of a road and that's being kept clear so that you expose more of the trunk. Even a larger tree, spruce tree or balsam, can develop frost cracking if they have that exposure. So I can't recall that I've ever seen something I was confident was a frost crack in a red pine or a white pine even, or a black spruce. But I wouldn't doubt that it's there. It may just be that I don't see those as much as I see these other species. And this has been a winter where frost cracks were definitely possible even earlier in the winter. And I don't know if you've had this experience of being out on a winter night. You step out or you're coming home late or you're out enjoying the beautiful sky on a cold night where it's been sunny during the day. And all of a sudden, bang, really sharp.
Rifle shot.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. The retort of a rifle is often how it's described. Just this very sharp and abrupt sound. And that's the sound of a crack happening somewhere. And on one of those clear, cold nights, it could be not that close, you know, given how well the sound will travel.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on frost cracks in trees.
You're welcome.